This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. We're 6 weeks away from the March primary elections. It's not a presidential year, but big offices are up in Texas. The governor, a senator, all the U.S. House members, and so many local and state offices. KERA's Christopher Connolly's here to look at the midterms by the numbers, and he's given me a list. The first number, 128.
That's how many Democratic candidates in Dallas County Republicans are trying to kick off the primary ballot. The County Republican Party filed a lawsuit on Friday saying the Democratic chair, Carol Donovan, didn't sign required forms for 128 of her party's candidates. And the Republicans argue that disqualifies them from the ballot.
There are some big names involved here.
Yeah, the list includes party stalwarts like State Senator Royce West. It includes both Democratic candidates for district attorney, also contenders in state legislative districts that Democrats think they've got a good chance of flipping.
So what do the Democrats say about these allegations?
Mostly, they've called the lawsuit shenanigans and dirty tricks. They say Republicans are resorting to this because they can't win outright in most Dallas County races. This county, unlike the rest of Texas, is dominated by Democrats.
Okay, so our second number is actually a date. March 6th, and I know that one, the day of the primary.
Right. This is the first primary in the country this year. And actually, voting starts even earlier than March 6th. February 20th is the first day of early voting.
Oh, geez, that's just a month away.
Yeah. And really, the most important day may actually be sooner than that. And that's February 5th, because that's the last day to register to vote for that March 6th primary.
All right. Now, the third number. 43 million.
That's the size of Governor Greg Abbott's campaign war chest. He's up for re-election, and Democrats want to put on a serious bid for governor. But Abbott, a Republican, has a major, major leg up on them when it comes to his fundraising.
And there's like, what, 9 Democrats? How do they stack up?
Well, take the top two. So Andrew White is a Houston businessman and the son of a former governor. He's raised $219,000, though he loaned himself some of that. Then there's longtime Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez. She's only raised $46,000.
Oh, let me do a little ciphering here. That means Abbott has almost 1,000 times as much money as Valdez.
Yeah, it's pretty stark. To be fair, Abbott has been raising money for a long time, and those two Democrats have just gotten in the race as of December. Right. Still, whichever one wins the primary, they're going to go up against Abbott and his tens of millions of dollars.
That brings us to another much smaller number, 8.
Right, 8. Congressmen from Texas, and they are all men, are not running for re-election this year. That means 8 new faces will join the Texas congressional delegation. 7 of those 8 announced their retirement altogether. And then El Paso Democrat Beto O'Rourke is stepping down from his seat because he's running against Ted Cruz for a seat in the Senate. And what's really crazy is the sheer number of candidates vying to replace these congressmen. There's 10 people running in the Democratic and Republican primaries to replace Blake Farenthold. He's leaving Congress at the end of his term because of questions about sexual harassment. And then there's 18 people who are running for Joe Barton's seat. He's quitting because of a sexual scandal as well.
Wait a minute. 18?
Yeah, that's not even the most. There are 22 people trying to replace Lamar Smith in the Hill Country, and there's no scandal there. He's just been around for a long time and decided it's time to retire.
That's 50 people running for 3 seats in Congress. Why so many?
I mean, so you have all this energy in this election cycle. Call it a Trump bump on the Democratic side. But the other thing is that these open seats just don't come around that often. So when they do, a lot of people jump in. I mean, take this data point. Joe Barton was in his seat for more than 3 decades.
With all these guys leaving, I'm curious. We just had the second women's march over the weekend. Texas hasn't elected a new woman to Congress in 22 years. How many women are lining up for these 8 guy seats?
So there are 20 just running for those 8 open congressional seats. 48 Texas women are running for Congress all together this year.
Let's do one last number, 14%.
Yeah, 14% is the percentage of registered voters who turned out for the 2014 primaries. The general election that year was only a little bit better, 34%. So put it another way, that means two of every three registered voters didn't show up. Millions more people are eligible to vote, but not even registered.
Wow. Well, that gets us to 0 minutes left before we have to go. Christopher Connolly covers politics for KERA. Thanks, Chris.
Happy to do it.